Welcome to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis, as she explains why God allows us to stumble at times in order to correct our spiritual trajectory. Here's Dr. Davis, Nebuchadnezzar, being cut down to awaken him to a new purpose in life.
The problem is that oftentimes this is true in our lives, is that it takes trial or it takes tragedy for us really to see God for who he really is. It takes removing the distractions. It takes removing, sometimes even ripping our heart out through pain or through sorrow or through loss, so that we can see God for who he really is and that we can be used for his purpose. All the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. He does according to his will in the army of heaven. And among the inhabitants of the earth, no one can restrain his hand or say to him, "What have you done?" So I think at this point, we know that Nebuchadnezzar is seeing his place. He's not above God. He is beneath God. And he is giving honor where honor is due and glory where glory is due and worship where worship is due. At the same time, my reason returned to me, and for the glory of my kingdom, my honor and splendor returned to me. My counselors and nobles reported to me. I was restored to my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added to me. And the dream said that he would not lose his kingdom because it would be cut to the stump, but the stump did not die. And this prophetically came true as he was restored back to Babylon. And this shows God's grace, even in trial. It is easy that Nebuchadnezzar could have been murdered or that Babylon could have been carried on by someone else. But God's grace was here to restore back to Nebuchadnezzar his previous glory. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the kingdom of heaven and the king of heaven, all of whose works are truth and his ways justice. And those who walk in pride, he is able to put down. He says a very profound statement here that the ruler of the known world, he finally praises and extols and honors the king of heaven, all of whose works are truth, knowing that having gone through what he just went through, the condition of his heart now is able to say, all of whose works are truth and his ways are justice. He sees that God is a just God, knowing the condition of his heart, knowing how prideful he was, knowing that he had to go through what he just went through. His heart is now tender and malleable and can be used and led by God, where before he was too prideful to acknowledge. And he kept slipping. He kept making shallow commitments all throughout these four chapters that we've seen in Daniel. But in this final time, look what it took for him to really make a deep commitment. I pray for us that we make deep commitments early. But what I see oftentimes is that we make shallow commitments because the trial doesn't push us deep enough or more on our knees to God as we need to be. I pray that we see God for whom he is, and we see that all his works are truth and all his ways are higher than ours. His thoughts are higher than ours. And that we make deep commitments early on in this journey so that we can be obedient and we can glorify God with our lives. Lord, I pray that we not make shallow commitments, because in shallow commitments, we don't take root. We're not rooted. We're not sanctified in your word and in your spirit, God, and we're able to slip and stumble. You know, when I woke up this morning, there was a song in my heart about, you know, God being our rock, you know, and when we go to the rock for our salvation, you know, we are able to stand and we're able to stay and we're able to endure. Jesus Christ dying on the cross made it possible for us. And I just thank God for sending his son. And I thank God that Jesus Christ is our rock, as he will not fall, he will not stumble. He is that cornerstone that sets every standard in the world that is subject to him. And one day Christ is going to return and we're all going to be judged according to the word of God. I pray that today that you make God your rock, that you make Jesus Christ your rock. And if there's any doubt in your mind as to where you are or whether you're dwelling in the rock of the salvation of Jesus Christ, I pray that today be the day that you make a firm commitment to faith in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Like many of us, Nebuchadnezzar struggled with ego most of his life. Instead of letting the Lord sit on the throne of his heart, he let himself sit there, thinking that he was the Almighty One and not God. It was through his experience living as a wild beast in the wilderness for 7 years that he came to the realization of the greatness of God, realizing that it was the Lord who made him great, not he himself. We all have had times in life when we have struggled with pride, allowing it to block our relationship with the Lord. If you need help, Dr. Davis is available. You can reach her by email at CherylDavis@ProjectTruthMatters.com or connect with her on Facebook at Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis is a ministry of the Truth Project.